6 o'clock at night eating ice cream.
Is this your idea of paradise, Anne girl?
I don't think so. I mean, it's nice to go to brilliant restaurants once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
But as a regular thing, well, I'd rather be in my East Gable room at 11, sound asleep, but still knowing that outside the stars are shining and the wind is blowing across the brook.
Sounds like you're mightily attached to your Green Gables.
Now that I'm away from it, Miss Barry, I realize that I am.
Well, I hope you girls have enjoyed yourselves.
Indeed we have, Aunt Josephine.
And you, Anne girl?
I've enjoyed every minute of it. It was most imaginative of you to have invited us.
Goodbye, Aunt Josephine.
Goodbye to you both. I thought Marilla Cuthbert was an old fool when I'd heard she'd adopted a girl out of an orphan asylum. But I guess she didn't make such a mistake after all.
Oh, it's so good to be home. I could kiss everything, even the clock. Oh, Marilla, a broiled chicken. You don't mean to say you cooked that for me?
Oh, I knew you'd be hungry after such a drive and need something real appetizing.
Well, now, tell us about it.
Oh, Matthew, Marilla, the exhibition itself was splendid. Mm-hmm. Josie Pye took first prize for knitted lace, and Mr. Bell took first prize for a pig. Diana said she thought it was ridiculous for a Sunday school superintendent to take a prize in pigs, but I don't see why. Mrs. Lynde was there. She got first prize for homemade butter and cheese. I never knew how much I really liked her until I saw her familiar face among all those strangers. There were thousands of people, and we saw a man go up in a balloon, and a man selling fortunes. Miss Barry gave Diana and me 10 cents each to have our fortunes told. Mine said that I would marry a dark-complexioned, wealthy man, and I would go across water to live. I looked carefully at all the dark men I saw after that, but I didn't care much for any of them.
Well, I'm glad you're back, I must say. It's been fearful lonesome here without you, and mine never put in 4 longer days.
I've had a splendid time, and I feel that it marks an epoch in my life. But the best of it all was the coming home.
Anne, would you come down here, please?
What is it, Marilla? Oh, good afternoon, Miss Stacy.
Hello, Anne. I suppose you're wondering why I'm here.
Oh, I expect it's about Ben-Hur. I meant to tell you honestly, Marilla, but I forgot.
Ben-Hur?
Miss Stacy caught me reading Ben-Hur yesterday when I should have been studying my Canadian history. Oh, I was simply wild to know how the chariot race turned out. Anyway, Miss Stacy caught me and kept me in at recess. And I guess she thought you ought to know about it, Marilla.
That's not why I'm here, Anne. I had entirely forgiven you.
Ben-Hur, indeed. You've no business to be taking storybooks to school. Anyway, Miss Stacy is here to have a serious talk about your future.
I'm organizing a special after-school class for my senior students interested in taking the entrance examination to Queen's Academy.
Miss Stacy wants to know if you'd like to join it, Anne, to go to Queen's and train as a schoolteacher.
Oh, Miss Stacy, Marilla, it's been the dream of my life. Ever since Ruby Gillis and Jane Andrews began talking of taking the entrance exam. But won't it be dreadfully expensive?
Well, Matthew and I will find the money somehow. I believe in a girl being fitted to earn her own living. Oh, you'll always have a home here at Green Gables, Anne. But there's no telling what may happen.
Marilla, I promise I'll do my best to be a credit to you and Matthew. You have given me a purpose in life, something I've always longed for.
Well, you've hardly touched your supper, Anne.
I'm sorry, Marilla. It's just that I feel I have tasted the bitterness of death.
What exactly does that mean?
Diana isn't in the Queen's class. Mr. and Mrs. Barry have decided that she shouldn't take the entrance examination.
Well, now, the Barrys haven't taken Diana out of school. You still see her every day.
That's true. As Mrs. Lynde would say, we can't have things perfect in this imperfect world.
Exactly. Now, finish your potatoes.
I think the Queen's class is going to be interesting. Ruby Gillis says she will only teach for 2 years, then she intends to be married. Jane Andrews says she will devote her whole life to teaching and never marry because a husband won't pay you anything and growls if you ask for a share in the egg and butter money. Mrs. Lynn says that Jane's father is a perfect old crank and meaner than second skimming.
Well, that's enough gossip about Mr. Andrews.
Sorry, Marilla. Josie Pye says she is just going to college for education's sake because she won't have...